Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They are McNeil and Parkins. Boys, how
good
are
afternoon,
you?
Bernstein and McKnight. You guys sounded fantastic today. Lots of spirit with the show, and why wouldn't there be here in Cubs Nation, right? What a game. What a finish.
What a day. It started at 10 in the morning. I mean, just the emotional connection to sports over an entire day, just relentless. It was great.
I thought you guys were great with David Bodie, too. Like, just capturing how ridiculous this all is.
Right. Yep. He's just, I imagined talking to him the entire time, Parkinson. I figured he just had his hands on his head in disbelief while we were talking, like, since he hit it and all weekend long. Like, he just had that feeling.
You know, Did you guys know who David Bodie was before the season?
No.
Yes, but only vaguely. I mean, like,
I didn't either.
I had no idea who he was.
Most of us didn't.
Only very, very vaguely. I knew that there was a David Bodie in the system. That's all I knew.
I mean, it's just insane that last night in that spot, I'm not going to say he's the first guy I wanted at the plate, but he's close. Like, Rizzo, you know he's going to give you a good at-bat in that spot. Zobrist, you know.
I like Zobrist in that situation.
But Bodie's pretty high up on the list. He gives you a professional at-bat, and then he goes and makes some history. That was incredible stuff.
But with the full-blown reaction, the no-doubter contact.
Get the hell out of
there. Yeah, Wieters gives the, oh, this is over. And the Bodie points, and the bat flip and the flying motion and the helmet toss. Did you know that the helmet throw is done for a reason? Connor was explaining this earlier.
I have been told that guys do it as much out of joy as protection, that you get your head wrung around a little bit too much if you're actually wearing the helmet into the dog pile.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It sure was an eventful trip around the bases, though, as you described it. Yeah. Lots going on there. It sure was. I just wish I could find a song that rhymes with David Bowie. I'm struggling to find something that makes any sense to put him to song. But I got several more weeks to work on it. You know, that was only win number 68 last night. They've got a few more to go before this thing wraps up. And he's already secured himself a playoff roster. I saw a text 10 minutes or so ago asking if Parkins and I put him on the playoff roster 8 or 9 shows ago.
Yeah, where it's have you done. Been, Texter? Come on.
It's already secured.
Now you got my mind. I got one channel in my mind trying to find a song for you. Damn it! Because once you start, I'm sure the texters have beaten me to it.
Well, I'm just thinking he's on the team for next year. That's what.
And
my
a lot of people immediately go. I think Lynn Bramer on our sister station WXRT had something regarding David Bodie, and it obviously went into the David Bowie stuff because they're a big lot of rotation for David Bowie songs there. So that's an easy one, but. There's got to be a definitive answer, Danny.
Yeah, I'm just coming up with Chicago's old days kind of comes close to Bodie the way it's sung, but it's not well known enough, even if I did decide to go with it. It's got to have a higher profile than old days.
And you don't want to make a play on boat because that doesn't quite work either.
Nor does it give you the rhyming options.
Correct.
Something will happen.
In. Yep. You'll make it work.
Don't grip the bat that tight.
It's too good for it not to work. Yeah. But I was saying yesterday, too, that I turned down an opportunity to play golf yesterday for the opportunity to watch golf in real time.
Wow.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yep.
I played, so I missed some of the early stuff. So I did not see all of Tiger live. And I will admit, with how poorly I played, I regretted the decision.
See, I would have gotten in an early 9. And just waited until the CBS broadcast started. But my dad can't. I'm technically an in-town guest, so by club rule, I'm not allowed on the course until 2. And then at that point, I said, no, screw it. I'm going to miss the meat of this, and I'm not going to do it. Were I able to play a morning round, I would have.
They'd waive the rule for a man of your considerable stature, wouldn't they?
No.
Oh, come on. You're Dan Bernstein.
No.
No, most of those, in my experience, most of these places really enjoy enforcing
their rules.
They love rules.
If you walk on to the, if an in-town guest is seen in the parking lot before the time, that handwritten or hand-signed note will come from the
employer.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't
and they wonder why
like
people
that.
Hate country clubs.
Yeah, no kidding.
Exactly.
So I like the Gary Matthews conversation even more now, knowing he smelled good. I think that was a bottle of Hey, How You Doing cologne that North gave him for an appearance with the Monsters years ago. Hey, how you doing?
No, he did. He had
and
some
Pete
services.
LeCocq, there was a food item at Wrigley.
We found it.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit when Jay Zawoski gave me the story 4 or 5 years ago. And it's not a bit. They actually do have a food item, a hot dog, called the Pete LeCocq. That's not an all audiences promotion in my world. That seems like a little bit risque, right? For Wrigley?
Well, no, what it is the proprietor of hot dogs, Doug Sohn, obviously was showing his arcane pedantic knowledge of 70s Cubs. I think by the way he was looking, going, when you name your three things after Champ Summers, Pete LeCocq, and Bill Bonham, you are clearly doing that for a reason, and you're picking out just like these meat era Cubs because you're showing that you know who they are.
Joe Wallace, people like
there
that.
You go. Yeah. His name came up on the text line. Somebody said, how is he not there today?
So what's on the Pete LeCocq dog?
It is a ribeye steak sausage. It is a ribeye steak sausage with horseradish cream and blue cheese. And Pete LeCocq is not a fan of his hot dog.
It's gross.
Do you know his claim to fame? Do you know his famous father?
Yeah, the game show host, Peter Marshall, I believe.
Correct.
Right?
His name is not really, obviously, Peter Marshall, because I don't think he wanted to go through game show life as Pete LeCocq Sr. just a guess that the Marshall is a nom de guerre, but he was the host of Hollywood Squares.
Oh.
Circle Takes the Square.
Fun fact.
Yeah, there you
go. Doesn't it sound fun? No, yeah. I was thinking about it, Dan, when you said like the great sports day in its entirety with Tiger Woods. Like, people keep making the point, right? Nobody means more to their sport than Tiger, and it's true. I was thinking about it in terms of the Olympics. Like, we don't care about swimming or gymnastics unless you put, you know, USA across the swimsuit or the gymnastics outfit or whatever the case may be. Like, we need patriotism normally to get us interested in sports that we otherwise
that
don't
are
care.
Peripheral, yes.
Yeah. Has there ever been anyone in a sport like that that crosses over in this way that isn't patriotism? Because, like, my wife has a Tiger Woods opinion, and she loathes golf as an activity and it being on TV. She's like, this is just awful stuff. And I disagree with her, obviously. But, like, everyone has a Tiger Woods opinion, kind of like people have opinions come in Olympic years.
How about Ali?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously a good one. And if it speaks to the singular nature of the Tiger stuff, if you have to go back to Muhammad Ali, right?
Sure.
The reason that Ali crossed over is for something so much more meaningful than boxing that it's kind of that almost makes the point of how impressive Tiger Woods is.
And also the polarizing personality, the fact that we hadn't really seen a total package quite like that. A heavyweight champion who wasn't just a sullen wrecker of the next foe, where he embracing the media aspect of what he does and the personality aspect of what he does. And not saying that Tiger did that, but I think Ali is probably the closest you can come where everybody watched. It brought everyone together. No matter what was going on, everybody was watching.
That's a hell of a comp that I had.
I can't think of one better.
It's just a remarkable accomplishment that all of these years later, him not winning is so clearly the biggest story. It's like, okay, yeah, Brooks Koepka, amazing, great performance, 340.
Yeah, nice job, Brooks. Get out of here.
Way to win.
Here's your damn trophy.
Yeah, it's just...
Here's your damn trophy. There's your Wanamaker.
And it turns all of us into bad people, like rooting for the failure of these other individuals to, like, no, don't achieve your dreams or
get wealth or fame. We want you to double bogey 18, so there could be a playoff at a lower score so we can get more Tiger Woods.
That front nine yesterday was
unbelievable.
Just it was inspirational. I'm serious, because for those of us who struggle to hit it straight, you just, you know, you make magic out of it to the best of your abilities, and he's, like you guys said, he's not just in position to make pars. He's putting circles on the card from weird places.
It feeds into one of the worst aspects of my personal golf game, and that is boundless optimism. and it's dumb, because I know I suck. Yet when I'm contemplating, well, maybe I could just bend it around this tree and roll it on up into the green, knowing that I probably can't, but I always default to saying, well, trees are mostly air.
Yeah, sure they are.
Right?
And that's nevertheless.
People, yeah.
You know, so it's just, and when he then does it, he's in a major doing that. You know, you're hitting it off of the hard pan, or you're on the bank of a river, and all these weird lies, and he's still doing it, and it just feeds into like, well, Tiger did it. You know, you see Phil Mickelson, he was in the pine straw, and he just, you know, threw it on the green. So why not?
I was playing yesterday, and I had a shot that I tried to hit through, you know, approximately 17 trees, and I got through the first 14 of them, and the 15th tree clipped the ball and knocked it down, and I like slumped my shoulders. I was like, oh, come on. And the guy, my buddy I'm riding in the cart with, he's like, wait, you're surprised? Like, you thought that path was going to work? Like, right. Like, yeah, I mean, come on. I've seen the pros do it. I got through 14 of the 17 trees.
I'm with you. Hey, the suggestions coming in, the preponderance of the song suggestion seems to be Money Money for your Bodhi Bodhi.
Yeah, that's doable. Done it before. Hate to use it a second time.
Okay.
For
you don't
James Loney when he circled the bases against Ryan Dempster back
Grand Slam, right?
Yes.
This Grand Slam itself.
How about Steely Dan's Bodhisattva?
That's reserved for Mike Moustakas of the Brewers. Hey, Moustakas, won't you take me by the hand?
Okay.
That's doable, though.
You're being difficult
I know.
There's a lot
of enough people know Bodhisattva?
It's a great song.
It is a great song, but do enough people... I mean, Dan, that's a deep cut even for guys your age.
No, that's a greatest hit. That's a Steely Dan greatest hit.
I don't know it.
That's absolutely on their compilation.
See, Connor doesn't know it, and he's a music guy, so...
That used to be
I know some Steely Dan. I can't say I know it all.
One of the games we used to play in college was done on certain nights when we were enjoying certain things was set the CD to scramble, to shuffle, and put on Steely Dan's greatest hits. And when you hear it's sort of name that tune, it's one thing to know the song, it's another thing to know the name of the song, and then the first person to be able to yell it out would win.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's not easy, Led Zeppelin can be difficult that way.
Cool.
It was a long time ago, and we were bored and we were lame.
And high.
Yes, that's a bit.
Oh, you're not kidding. The Money Money is just dominating here,
isn't it?
All right. Maybe I'll re-rack it.
Yeah. Or Casey and the Sunshine Band instead of Shake Your Booty, David Bodie.
That has a chance to be all-time awful.
Yes, it sure.
Those work too. There are pretty ones and there are really bad ones.
Yep, a clever suggestion by the 815. You could work it into So Lonely by the Police.
Ish.
Yeah, no.
All right,
that's a no.
I'll get after it.
That's right. A no.
Oh, we will definitely get after
so,
it.
So, what's on the docket for you guys today?
We got Cubs and more Cubs and then more Cubs. We're going to talk a lot about the broadcast last night too. Alex Rodriguez quickly becoming one of my favorites. We'll have Albert Almora on the show usually Tuesdays. He's doing it today because they're busy tomorrow, and we'll also talk with Len Casper today.
And Bart Winkler from Milwaukee.
I buried the lead. Bart Winkler.
Your guy.
We love him so much.
Sure.
Winkler. I don't know. Yeah, he's great. I got to do his show. We had a lot of fun.
I was just on his show, too.
Yeah, they enjoy themselves. It's good stuff. We will be listening. I got a long drive home from here. Boy, yeah, it's going to be in the car for a while, you know, getting home from Lincolnwood. It's a real haul.
Schlepping it.
Yep, sure am. All right, guys.
See ya. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.